Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Each week, we empower today's homeschool families with invaluable resources. Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hello, hello. And happy Friday. I know I say it every week, but I'm so glad that you are joining us here on our weekly show. My name is Chelsea Job, and I am the host of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. And I would love to know how your week has been. Would you drop it in the chat? Let me know what exciting things are going on in your world. What can we celebrate? What can we pray for? I know that always there's always things going on in your life. And so I want you to know that this is not just a show where I get to come and talk to you for 30 minutes about exciting things going on in the homeschooling world, but I really want to get to know you, our audience. What's going on in your world that we can celebrate? Because that is something that we love to do at the Texas Homeschool Conventions is celebrate. Which is a beautiful segue to talk about something exciting that is happening that we've never gotten to do before. So does anyone know what 2024 represents in Texas as far as homeschooling goes? Yep, you guessed it. If you guessed that homeschooling has been free in Texas for 30 years this year, then you're right. And to celebrate this monumental occasion, we are theming our entire convention around celebrating the journey, celebrating the past 30 years, all that God has done through homeschooling and through families in the state of Texas. And we're so excited to start casting vision for what's next. You know, last week we were at a staff meeting and the president of the Texas Homeschool Coalition, Tim Lambert, was there. And he said something that has just been ringing in my ears. He said, it's been 30 years of freedom for homeschoolers and we ain't done yet. And I love that. That just gives me chills. That gets me excited because I know that yes, our freedoms are here to stay, but there's so much more that God wants to do in Texas. And so join us. If you haven't heard me already invite you 1,000 times, I'm going to invite you 1,001 today. Come and celebrate with us. We're going to be in Fort Worth in about 40 days. Guys, I mean it when I say tickets are selling fast. You definitely want to get your tickets, convention.thsc.org. And I would love to meet you, see you there in person. And another exciting announcement. If you have not had a chance to check out our website yet, do you know our speaker schedule is already live? Let me show it to you. If you go to convention.thsc.org and click on Fort Worth, you'll come to this page. If you go to convention schedule, you're actually going to get to see our entire schedule with keynotes, workshops. We've got not only one day, we've got 2 days, and we've got 3 days. And what I love about this is you are able to click in. So let's look. Heidi's kicking us off Thursday morning. She already has her description of what her keynote's going to be about. The title is called Light 1,000 Fires. Gives me goosebumps. So excited to hear Heidi St. John. So go and check it out. We think this is going to be a huge resource for people. And yeah, that's exciting. Let me know who you're excited to see in the comments. Would love to celebrate with you. But all of that to say, we've got an exciting episode here today. So I have the absolute honor of getting to interview Dr. Walter Windler, the president of West Texas A&M University. I had the pleasure of getting to hear him speak for the first time in our convention last year. And he is a man, he just spits fire when he talks, and I love it. He's so passionate about Texas. He's so passionate about education. And what I really love about him that I think the homeschool community will love is he is wanting to position West Texas A&M as the most homeschool-friendly college in Texas. If you've looked at the college world lately, you know that they are just wild and out. And so I love that there are still colleges that are holding true to values, holding true to what we hold true in our own families. And so I am so thrilled to bring him on the show. Tag a friend, let them know we're live, share this stream, because I think that this is going to be an episode that people don't want to miss. So with all that being said, can we please welcome Dr. Walter Windler to the show? Hello.
Good morning, Chelsea. Good morning to you.
Yes, thank you for being here. I am thrilled to see you again. I got to hear your workshops at the conventions last year, and I'm still chewing on a lot of the things you said, and I don't want to spoil and jump into anything, but I'm so glad to have you on the show this week.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. So for those of you who don't know Dr. Walter Windler, I would love, sir, for you to just kind of set the stage. Tell us about who you are, your family, and how you became the president of West Texas.
Sure. I am originally, I'm from New York. I'm a Yankee. And I attended community college there, transferred to Texas A&M University, and finished my undergraduate degree there, then went on to the University of California for a master's degree. I'm an architect. My professional degree was from California, and then a PhD eventually from the University of Texas. Stopped along the way to teach at LSU, and I had an architectural practice in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and then a PhD at the University of Texas. And I have two sons. They both happen to be Texas Aggies, and a wife. Mary and I have been married for 50 years and 10 months, but who's counting? And it's just been God has blessed us richly. Another thing that's important to me, my faith life is important to me. I was raised a Catholic. I became a Protestant when I was 27 years old, and have walked my faith every day in all these years. And as you know, and many of your listeners would know, sometimes that's a challenge in a public place, but I think we're called to do that as believers. So that's important to me. And I work hard at it, it's a great opportunity that God has placed at my feet.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. And as a diehard Gators fan, I'm sad to hear that you went to LSU for a stint, but I'm glad the Lord brought you back to Texas.
I got set on the right course eventually.
Yeah. Amen. Okay. So with all that being said, I would love to know, like, do you have hobbies? Like, is there anything that you love to do outside of the education world, outside of your role as president? What are some things you like to do in your free time?
Well, Mary and I spend a lot of time as a family. Now that's really just the two of us up here, because we're in Canyon, Texas, which is up by Amarillo, which is the far north border of Texas. And one son and his family are in Colleyville, right alongside the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. The other son is in Beaumont. He and his family each have three grandchildren. So whenever we can, we visit them, which we're going to do in a couple of weeks here. I walk, I exercise regularly. I'm not overly strenuous, but I try to walk 3 miles every day. Nice. I read incessantly. I read an awful lot. And Mary and I spend time together at home. And I used to play golf, but I gave it up. It took up too much time. So but now I'm without that. And I write a column for local newspapers. Every week in and week out, since 2007, and it's on higher education. Those are all available on the internet at walterwendler.com. Just one word, all lowercase, walterwendler.com. And they're all available on there. And I talk about a lot of things that are of interest to me personally, but also as a university president, and try to talk about the ins and outs of higher education. So it's those things occupy me. I end up being very busy, and I feel like I have a genuine purpose in the work that I do, which makes it very gratifying. And for me, Mary concurs with that. My wife concurs with that, which is very important to me, and it makes it rewarding. So
I love that. I love that. So good to hear. So how long have you been president of West Texas A&M?
I've been 8 years. I'm in my eighth year. I'll complete my eighth year in August. So we've been almost 8 years, which is a fairly long stint in public higher education. The average is a little over five. The jobs are tough, and you know, there's just a lot of demands, and I think they can wear people out if you're not careful. But we enjoy it still, and I'm very glad to be in West Texas. This is a remarkable place.
I love that. What excites you about being the president of this day and age at West Texas A&M? I know you briefly spoke about, you know, other colleges and not being able to hold true to values. Is that what excites you the most about the role that you get to play, is the faith you get to bring into your job?
Yes, I'm this is an environment that encourages people to be who they are. It makes it very gratifying to be here. And there's a certain commitment to family, to the community, to faith, to doing a good day's work. You know, it's been exhibited. We've had these wildfires in Texas the past week. And one of the things that's amazing to me, and you see it over and over and over again, and these are West Texas values. I think they're also Texas values. These are West Texas values, though. First thing people look out for are their loved ones. Mm-hmm. Then they look out for their possessions. And the next thing they do, and this is what makes me just so appreciative of West Texas, is they check on their neighbors. There's a sense of community here that is really powerful. And it's very gratifying to be part of it. And the students bring that sense of community with them to the campus. And about half mm-hmm. of our students are from the Texas Panhandle, and the other half are scattered from around the United States and also the world. It's a rewarding experience because people live their values, and their values are serious.
And that's, I think, a perfect segue, right? Because we're talking about how West Texas A&M and the homeschooling market kind of collide. And, you know, you guys have been big proponents of what we're doing, and same for you guys. And so can you talk to us, knowing that most homeschool families are looking for colleges for their kids? You know, we instill a sense of values, discipleship, all the things we believe. And it's so hard to find colleges to send our kids to that we don't think would indoctrinate them or turn them into an ideological agenda that they're trying to push. So what makes West Texas A&M homeschool friendly? I know you've said values, but could you kind of expound on that a little bit as to what families can expect if they look to send their children there?
Yes, I'll talk a little bit about it. First, from the perspective of why we value homeschool students. And there are some colleges that are not sure. There's a certain risk. There's a risk in public education, even private education. And there are risks in homeschool education, to be sure. But we find the data show that homeschool students are excellent college students. And there's a lot of them. Texas Homeschool Coalition estimates that 8 to 10% of the high school graduates in Texas are homeschooled, and then they get to college and they outperform sometimes by as much as between 15 and 25 percentile points above what their brethren in institutional schools do. So this idea that homeschool students have somehow they're not as strong, it's false. It's just false. Mm-hmm. And I know your listeners and viewers know that, but I just want to reinforce that and say how much we appreciate that. These typically are very good students. Their studies show that their college GPAs are higher amongst homeschool graduates. Their graduation rates are better. It takes them less time to complete a degree. And if this is a word of encouragement to people that are homeschooling their children, I say so be it, because it is the truth. So this makes us very interested in getting more homeschool students to study at West Texas A&M University. We like that very much. And this sense of hard work and persistence and being focused on what it is that the purpose of education is. I think homeschool students do an excellent job of all of that. They're not just marking time. And more importantly, they're doing this with parents, guardians, helpers that love them. And I think that is so important in the educational environment, especially in the early years, that there's care and concern for the individual student. I think it's incredibly, actually, it's still important in universities. As a matter of fact, there's a statistic that says that the number one reason that people leave colleges and universities, and if it's not academic, in other words, they're making their grades and all that sort of stuff, is over-indebtedness. 40% of the people that leave college and university without a degree and without academic problems, 4 out of 10 leave because they're carrying too much debt and they get nervous about it. What's more interesting, though, and this is another reinforcing concept for me in homeschooling, what's more interesting is the reason that people stay in school. If you ask 1,000 students, why have you stayed in school? The most frequent response given is, and this is in university, The most frequent response that's given is they developed a personal relationship with a faculty member, an advisor, a counselor, somebody in the university. So this personal relationship in terms of education and learning, it doesn't stop. It's very important. And I believe at WT, we do a very good job. Not perfect. We're not perfect. But we do a very good job of trying to attend to the needs of individual students. We can't replicate the home. It's not, we just can't do it. But we can pay attention to students and their individual needs. So we feel like we're homeschool friendly and really do treat each student as an individual, as I would say, created in the image of God. I love C.S. Lewis. One of my favorite all-time quotes is C.S. Lewis said, "You have never met a mere mortal." And I just, that resonates with me. Mm. I think it's very important. So anyway, that's our words. We like homeschool students because they make great students.
Yeah. No, and I think that's a nod to homeschool parents, right? Because we have, you know, moms of kindergartners watching, we have moms of seniors watching. And I think it's just a nod to say, like, homeschooling really does develop your student into excellence. Even if you find yourself as a parent kind of falling short to that, the Lord can help take over and finish teaching your child. So I think that's great. I actually want to circle back on the debt thing, because I read an article where you actually recommend that students go to community college for the first year or two and then transfer to somewhere like West Texas. Is that simply because of the college debt crisis that's going on, and that you can get your basics for much more affordable locally where you're at? Can you talk to us about that?
I can. And that was my position 5 years ago, and it still remains my position. The means that you can, a student and a family can use to get an education, we should pay attention to the cost of the education. And community colleges are typically less expensive than four-year universities for a whole series of reasons. But lately, I've been doing some more study on this. And the level of indebtedness for associate's degrees can be fairly high. As a matter of fact, I looked at, and these were some of the highest, the ones with the highest debt. But out of 100 community colleges, about 25 of them, their indebtedness levels with a two-year degree were almost $15,000. So stay with me on this. So it's $15,000 for a two-year degree. At West Texas A&M University, our indebtedness levels for a four-year degree are only a little bit over $20,000. So the fact of the matter is, if you look at indebtedness level rather than cost, and I think this is important because we have scholarship opportunities and so on, and a lot of programs to help students watch their indebtedness. We work with students for financial literacy and so on. We have boot camps and active programs that help students keep costs low. It's very important to us while we maintain high quality experiences for students. So my advice is always look at cost. And if the community college is the lowest cost alternative, then I would say take it. But be careful to make sure it is the lowest cost alternative. And I'm a prisoner of my own experience. I attended community college in New York. I did my dad was a janitor in the high school I attended, and my mom was a cook in the same school. And there were six kids in the family. Nobody could go to college, a four-year institution. We all, six of us, went to community colleges. And I did my homework in community college around the dining room table with my brothers and sisters that were in high school. I mean, it's just that's the way we did it. And I graduated with no debt. As a matter of fact, I had more money in the bank after community college, and none of it came from loans or grants or parents. It was just me working and going to community college. And then I transferred to Texas A&M, and it worked out that they were very cost effective at the time, kind of like WT is now. We're very cost effective. And you could finish those last 2 years and borrow little to nothing to do it and complete a good experience. So going to community colleges, it's a good thing to do to help keep costs down, but just don't borrow money to do it. If you have to borrow, then you should look. We've got a program at WT that we call Will Beat Any Offer. And you can sit down with a counselor that understands higher ed finance and look at an offer, say, from another university. I'll go out of state. Actually, I'll go to Florida. Look at an offer from Florida and an offer that what we would offer at WT, and compare the costs head to head. including scholarships and other costs associated with going to school, and get a real comparison that's honest and straightforward. We just started this program this year. We've already talked to 100 students, and about 60 of them, after we did this with them, in concert with them and their parents, looked through the costs and understood the cost value proposition, they decided to come to WT because we are a very, what I would call a good deal. We're just a very good deal.
Yeah. And I love to hear that. And I'm going to give a shameless plug for you guys at convention. You know, you guys have a massive presence. You're our title sponsor this year, which we're thrilled about. But some of the workshops you guys are doing is around FAFSA and people getting informed on what financial things are available to people. It doesn't just have to be loans, grants, there's other things. And so if you're on the fence, come and hang out with their whole team. They're going to have an exhibit hall booth. They've got workshops to help you make some real practical decisions. So I know that West Texas is a great deal, but to some people, they might hear that and be like, well, why is it such a good deal? I'm going to give you some time to just brag on your university and some things that you guys are really well known for. What are you proud of as president that West Texas is doing right now as a university?
Okay, the first thing that we work to do is try to maintain the values of the Texas Panhandle at the university. We want students to come onto this campus and bring their beliefs and their values to the campus. We don't ask them to check their thinking and their beliefs and so on the campus gate and come in as a kind of a clean slate. And then we'll fill them up. We don't do that. We want students to bring. As a matter of fact, I tell groups of students, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, good students will help make WT a better university. And by good students, I mean students who work hard, are committed to becoming something, to growing and learning skills and trades and insights and wisdom and so on. Those students actually make WT a better place to study. And that comes out of the value systems of the people in the Texas Panhandle. We work diligently to encourage students to be who they are and to study hard, and our students do it. And I think it has a very positive experience for a vast majority of our students, that they have a very good experience when they're here. And you can see that, you know, we do student interviews on the websites and so on and so forth. And some of that, you have to be careful. The best thing to do, I always tell parents, take a look, come and take a look. This is a true story. I bumped into these people. This was about 5-6 years ago. I bumped into them on the campus in the summertime, and I introduced myself as I'm wont to do. I mean, I just said, hi, I'm Walter Warner. I'm the president. And how are you guys doing? You know, and then they introduced themselves. They were family from Florida in Tampa Bay. And they flew up to Amarillo, and then they were going to work their way, rent a car, and work their way all the way back to Tampa Bay. They had 6 colleges they were going to visit. WT was the first one. We're 15 miles from the airport in Amarillo. WT was the first one. And I said, where are you going next? And the father said, back to the airport. I said, what happened? He said, my son doesn't want to, and the son was nodding. He said, my son doesn't want to go anywhere but right here. This is where he wants to be. And I thought, man, that's powerful. That's a powerful testimony. Yeah. But the campus visit was just moving to him. And he met a lot of people, and they were nice people. And they gave this family the idea that they'd be welcome here. And, you know, their beliefs and their value systems would be welcome here and so on and so forth. So I think an excellent university, and I'm excited for it. It makes us distinctive because not all universities do that. Some universities are more interested in ideology than they are ideas. And I think ideas are king. We need to teach people how to generate ideas. I don't want to teach anybody what to think. I want to teach people how to think, to be who they are, and to think through things and do so in a careful and deliberate manner. That's what I think is important about a university experience.
No, I think that's really powerful what you said, that you guys want to help people know how to think, not just try and brainwash them into thinking, you know, what you think or what others think. And as a homeschool parent raising the next generation, it's a breath of fresh air to know that there is a world in which she can go on to college and do the next steps in life that she would love to do at universities that let her carry her values with her. And I love what you said, not check them at the door. and leave them to the side. And so we only have a few minutes left here. And I want to touch on something because someone asked, do you offer affordable online dual credit? Because I know that a lot of homeschoolers are already like want their kids to get involved in the early college preparation. And before the show, you were talking to me about your pre-university program. So could you talk to me about that a little bit?
Yes, the pre-university program, we do offer courses. All of our core curriculum courses are available online. They're $50 per credit hour, so a total of $150 for a three-credit course. And all of the parents and your listeners would know that's typically a one-semester course, is 3 credit hours. And those courses, you can find out how to get into those courses by going to our website, and the easy way to get to it is wtamu.edu/admissions. Oh, there we go. Thank you very much for that. That's the web, and that's the pre-university program. And then if you can click on the tab, there's a tab that that'll take you to the program and also talk about homeschools and the opportunities that we provide, but they're very cost effective. $150 for a 3-credit course is good. And the other thing, some universities will hire part-time faculty and people just to teach online. These courses are the same courses that our students are taking on campus, and they're taught by people that teach on the campus of West Texas A&M University. So it's not like a cut rate deal. It is the full university exposure, and there's no question about whether or not they'll transfer on to WT. And I would say to most other universities, there should never be a problem like that. Part of the problem with some online courses is you'll take a course, but it may not fit into the program that you want to transfer into. And I think that this is very, very important for families to make sure that you're not taking courses, even if they're free, that you don't take courses that don't transfer into the institution where you would like to complete your baccalaureate degree. I think it's very important to do that.
No, that's great to hear. And so parents, if I'm hearing this correctly, $150 per college course, which is a steal in today's world, and with the guarantee that these transfer right back into West Texas if your child so chooses to go there. I think that's fantastic. Well, Dr. Windler, we are out of time, but I would love to give, again, just a plug that West Texas A&M is going to be on site at both convention locations. And so, Dr. Windler, you're going to be with us. You're actually going to help us host 4 Texas Homeschool Coalition graduations this year, both in Fort Worth and Houston, and then San Antonio. And we're doing one in your backyard, I think in your football stadium, which is exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And I'll tell you, the parents that come to the graduation, they'll get a chance to see our campus. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's a great campus. Our football stadium, actually, for 2 years in a row, was voted the best D2 football stadium in the United States of America on a coach's poll. We're the best stadiums. We're number 1 2 years in a row. It's a beautiful stadium. I'm an architect. I didn't have anything to do with it, but I can tell you it is nicely designed, and it's a very, very pleasant experience. And our graduation ceremony will be at the Fairley Club in the football stadium. And I think it'll be an enjoyable event. And you get to see the campus a little bit. And we'll probably make counselors and advisors available to the families that come there, in addition to what we might do in San Antonio, Fort Worth, or Houston. So I'm excited about it. And I loved, the first one of these graduation ceremonies I went to, I thought there might be 100 or 150 people. Mary came with me, and we went in a room in Houston, and I think there were 1,000 people in there. I don't know how many were there, but it was huge. I was shocked at how big it was. And every one of those kids has been nurtured lovingly through the homeschool experience, and they're ready to go on to the next steps in their lives. And the whole thing was just touching and remarkable to me.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Dr. Windler, I'm excited to see you. I think we're 40 days out from Fort Worth, so we'll be seeing you in Cowtown in just a couple of weeks. But thank you again. Guys, give Dr. Windler a round of applause. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it, Chelsea. Yeah. I look forward to seeing you in Fort Worth.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thanks. Dr. Windler, everybody. always a pleasure to have him on the show. And I'm going to share my screen one more time with you guys to finish up what we were talking about. So we host graduations each year. We think of it, we host them on the backside of our conventions, because to us, what better way to celebrate your homeschooling journey than to celebrate with graduation? And so check out our website, convention.thsc.org. Right under events, you'll see graduations, where you can get more information. Like I said, we've got 4 locations. The deadline to register is coming up in just a couple of weeks, so make sure you secure your spot. Dr. Windler's going to be our commencement speaker. You won't want to miss this. It's going to be a great time. And guys, again, I can't wait to see you in Fort Worth, 40 days out. And until that time, we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
Did you know that we host in-person conventions each year in Texas? Join us in Fort Worth, Texas, and Houston, Texas in 2024 as we celebrate 30 years of homeschooling freedom in Texas.
Use code SHOW10 for a 10% discount on your convention tickets.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.